Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know David from Edmonds is. David, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I'm ready.
Good. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, David has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Love it. What is the name of the force holding us to the earth?
The forest?
Yes. What is the force holding us to earth called?
Pass.
Roger Daltrey was the lead singer of which rock group? Which European country will host the 2024 Summer Olympics?
China.
No.
Japan.
No.
Taiwan.
No. Who painted The Last Supper?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes. According to an old English rhyme, a bride should wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something what?
Something hot.
No.
Something cold.
No.
I have no idea, Pat.
The Bucks is a professional basketball team from what city?
Bucks. Pass. Jeez.
Going by just her first name, what singer won the Grammy for both Best Singer and Album Award in 2017?
Beyonce, Taylor Swift.
No.
Joan Jett. I have no idea.
No. David, you are number one.
Oh, number one in our hearts, David.
Yeah, you got one correct, you know? It's not great, but it could be worse, technically.
Those questions, man, any other day I would have smoked all those questions, but today these are hard.
You're going to kick yourself with the first one, I will tell you. Steve. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the name of the force holding us to the earth?
Jedi's.
No.
Gravity.
Yes. Roger Daltrey was the lead singer of which rock group?
Who?
Roger Daltrey.
The Who.
Oh, yes. Wow. What European country will host the 2024 Summer Olympics? I hate myself. I hate you.
You have the answer in front of you, too.
I thought you said who.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
What European country will host the 2024 Summer Olympics?
Italy?
No.
Spain?
No.
Germany?
No. Who painted The Last Supper?
Da Vinci.
Yes. According to an old English rhyme, a bride should wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something what?
Blue?
Yes. The Bucks is a professional basketball team from what city?
Milwaukee.
Yes. Going by just her first name, what singer won the Grammy for both Best Singer and Album Award in 2017?
Adele?
Yes. What is the main element of the sun?
Sorry, what?
What is the main element of the sun?
Heat.
No.
No. Ouch. Fire?
No.
Beams.
No. Steve, you got six correct, which is a win. Six to one. David, I'm
six
so,
to one?
I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
David. A rough day.
He probably needs a nap.
He needs something because he didn't even know gravity.
I think what happened, I think you said force, and I think he heard forest.
What?
I think he heard forest.
Wait, so he's trying to figure out what forest is keeping us on the earth?
I don't know. That's what I think happened.
Well, what forest would it be?
I don't know.
Probably Gump.
Gump.
Oh, my gosh. What European country will host the 2024 Summer Olympics?
France?
Yes.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm. Good answer.
Oh, someone said, sound like you said forest for the first question. So you might have screwed up this poor person.
He could have had two.
Sometimes it's a downward spiral after that. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't get that first one, where you're like, wait a second, I don't even understand it. It could just screw up your whole game.
Oh, should we give him the win then?
No. I appreciate you helping me.
Are you sure? Yes. You appreciate me screwing up the question for him. And then what is the main element of the sun? Hydrogen.
Oh.
All right. Yes.
I like that. It was just hot.
Hot.
Beams.
Fire.
Well, congratulations, Steve.
Hey, just to go back to the whole Chuck E. Cheese conversation about adults coming without any children. Some people are texting, do you realize how many adults come to Chuck E. Cheese without any kids? There's so many. Another person said, when we had our daughter's party at Chuck E. Cheese, we had lots of quote-unquote uncles and aunts attend. It was a lot of fun. Sarah should give her tickets to Tatum, though, if she wins stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
What about Barrett?
He doesn't need anything.
All right. They're going to take him then.
He makes me take him to the dollar store every week. We got too many toys. That's like his for being a good boy, sometimes that's like the promise is I'll take you to the dollar store. You can pick out anything you want.
Thank God the dollar store, they don't understand that it's really just the cheapest place ever, which is awesome for those kind of moments.
Oh, yeah. We got a helicopter yesterday.
You can have whatever you want. Pick 10 things. We don't care.
Get crazy. Yeah. Oh, can I tell you the other thing that he picked out, though? Now I know that I'm raising a mini-me for sure. He picked out this little helicopter toy and a hummingbird feeder. He loves...
City folks just don't get it.
He loves the animals just like I do.
I thought you were going to say he picked out like a beer stein or something like that. I was like, where are we going with this?
He picked out a hummingbird feeder.
How sweet.
So that's what we're going to do today is we're going to make hummingbird food.
What do they eat?
Well, it's like a sugar and water, 4-to-1, four cups of sugar and one cup of water? Is it the other way around? Either way, 4-to-1 is the ratio.
You're going to kill these poor hummingbirds.
I was going to say, do like a TikTok tutorial for people.
Oh, my God,
but maybe
no.
You shouldn't. We don't want the birds to die. We need birds.
No, and then I also learned that you need two hummingbird feeders because one male hummingbird will like just take ownership of the one and he'll bully the other hummingbird. So you have to have two.
Well, good thing they're not that expensive.
They're not. You can get them for $1.
Set you back a whole other dollar and some change.
One of the biggest sports stars in the world is making less money than some of the mascots on pro teams. Who is it? We're going to tell you after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Caitlin Clark will make about $338,000 in her first 4 years in the WNBA, which is significantly less than three NBA mascots.
That's kind of crazy.
That's a sting. That's a real sting. These mascots also make more than anyone in the WNBA, not just Caitlin Clark.
Well, they work
anyone.
Hard. You don't think? Yes, they do. I challenge you. To spend one day as a mascot at a pro game.
I mean, I was Webley at the Everett Aqua Sox a couple times.
Can you confirm
it? For basically minimum wage.
Yeah, see?
And it was hard.
Struggle
I did cry
real.
One time.
But if you made it to the pros, you get paid handsomely.
Apparently.
My mind was pretty blown when I saw some of the stats of what some of these mascots are making. I mean, I'm not here to begrudge them. Like, if you can make this much money as a mascot, hell freaking yeah. Because I remember when I was first moved out here, I had a buddy who was the assistant to one of the mascots around here. Like, one of the big ones from, like, you know, I'm not going to say which one, but it could have been the Mariners, it could have been the Sounder, not the Sounders, the Sonics, could have been the Seahawks.
You're not going to tell us what it rhymes with?
Not even going to do that. But my buddy was the assistant. In other words, he would drive the mascot around and be there kind of to make sure nothing got crazy for, like, these events, like corporate events. Yeah. So, and I was asking him, how's he doing? And he's like, with all the corporate stuff and all the private appearances, it's a couple hundred thousand a year.
Wow.
And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. That is awesome. Like, good for that mascot.
Caitlin Clark's salary, we said $338,000.
And that's over 4 years.
Over 4 years. So the first year, $76,000. Second year, $78,000. Third year, $85,000. Fourth year, $97,000. The Denver Nuggets' Rocky the Mountain Lion, his annual salary is $625,000.
He's living the good life. I don't know what the cost of living in Denver is. But, man, he could probably get a nice place and all the medical marijuana he wants. Well, it's not even, you know, you could go to just a dispensary nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine showing up to somebody's house and, like, they got a pretty sweet setup? And you're just like, man, I don't know what you're doing for a living, but you're doing pretty well. And then you find out he's the mascot for, but you have a lot of random pictures framed of a mascot for a pro sports team. Why is that? Well, let me tell you a secret.
Harry the Hawk. Of the Atlanta Hawks.
I was about to say, I don't know which team that is.
That is of the Atlanta Hawks. Pulls down $600,000. And Chicago's Benny the Bull earns $400,000. So even Benny the Bull in 1 year is going to make more than Caitlin Clark in 4 years.
That's crazy.
That is wild.
I would assume that Benny the Bull would make more than Rocky the Mountain Lion. I don't know why that's even my kind of throwing me for a loop more so than even Caitlin Clark. I mean, someone's like, dude, what about Caitlin Clark? But it's a tough thing because, like, you look at, though, Sounders players, I'd imagine, are also not making anywhere near that. So I know, like, a lot of people are going to turn this into, like, it's a gender conversation. I understand that. But also I understand that, you know, the WNBA is not making nearly as much as the NBA. So you can understand why, like, certain – when it comes to the players, like, there's a massive pay difference because, well, one league is making a crap ton of money. I'd like to see it one day to be that where both are making a crap ton of money, but – hopefully that means, I think Caitlin Clark eventually is going to be so successful and bring so many eyes to that sport that one day she'll be close to Benny the Bull, you would hope.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm also just disappointed I ended my mascot career when I was 18. I should have stuck with it. I could be rolling.
I would love to spend some time talking to, like, Bowie and Blitz. And the Mariner Moose, wouldn't it be great to, like, sit them all down? Like, one day, whenever they, like, call it a day and they're no longer the mascot, get them in for, like, a podcast and just let them all share stories of just the craziness that they've had to do.
For sure.
Do you ever wonder, like, who's behind that mask?
I know. All the time. I know a former Blitz.
Wait, there's been more than one Blitz?
I don't want to tell the secrets, but I do. I know one former Blitz.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I also know a former Butch T. Cougar.
Would the former Blitz be willing to share stories on the radio?
I could ask.
It'd be really interesting to just, like, find out, like, what was going on. I don't even care about the money part. Like, I'm more about just the experience of being a mascot for a pro franchise. It's pretty cool.
You know, I think I'm actually going to see him this weekend because this former Blitz is a Walk MS participant as well. Not on the KISW team, but he's got his own team.
Does he have his own Blitz uniform that he can pull out at any time? Did he get to keep, like, when he retires, do they give him as a gift?
I should find out. I'm going to hit him up and find out.
Did you see the Blitz April Fool's joke that some people are still, like, talking about, thinking it's true that he retired?
That he was retiring? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That had me for a split second. As far as April Fool's goes, I'm usually pretty even-keeled, and I know nothing is real. That one almost had me.
Well, because he's making it sound like Boom was taking over.
Yes.
And I love Boom.
Of course.
I'm a big Boom supporter. I think our show, at one point, was talking about Boom so much that they brought him back to life. Because I was like, where did Boom go? Like, you never see him on the field. You never see anyone taking pictures. And then all of a sudden, after we started talking about it,
there
Boom started making an appearance again. You're welcome, Tarrandale.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that you are a massive music fan, Rockaholics, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if you do, you could win tickets to Kaleo at Remlinger Farms on June 26th, 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue.
Thank you.
We'll drop a one-second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook. Shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Kevin Deers is in for Danny B, and he will be playing 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we're playing for tickets to Kaleo at Remlinger Farms on June 26th. And this morning, our contestant. Everyone say hello to Jake in Kent. What's up, Jake?
Jake.
Whoa, hello.
Hey, so you got to get both songs right to win the prize. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook, as a member of our show at random must get it right for you. If not, you lose. Caller 9 will get the ticket. So let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Just passed Taryn, passed Sarah. It's currently on me. Will it stay on me? Yes, indeed. It's you and me, Jake. Let's make this happen.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Jake, here is your first clip. We can play it again.
I mean, we can just for the fans.
For the fans.
That's going to be a Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it.
Boom! Yay! Hit it. Congrats. All right, so we got one of them done.
One down, one to go.
But Kev, I mean,
come on, Greg.
I got it. I got you on this one. But Kev, if you're going to play that version, I mean,
we're not going to take it.
Try to play the better version.
We ain't going to take it.
Wow.
I don't know why you guys say I'm a bad singer.
You sound angsty.
That sounds like me.
And everybody has said, I've heard it time and time again, Jake is a great singer. All right, Jake, pressure is on me. Let's see if I can get this one right for you. Oh, you know what? To quote the great Jake, play it one more time for all the fans. Kickstart My Heart, Motley Crue, let's freaking go.
Yeah. Yes. Congratulations to Jake in Kent. You get tickets to Kaleo at Remlinger Farms on June 26th.
Oh, we lost him.
Oh!
he was rocking out so hard, I think he hung up.
Call back and we'll get you squared away with your tickets, my friend.
Maybe he's banging his head. I get it. That song rules. That
totally
makes me
does.
Think Seahawks. I'm getting fired up for the Seahawks season.
I mean, honestly, that preseason is coming fast.
It is.
It's like the first weekend in August, or first week in August.
And I always loved it when they would start the game and the kickoff, and all of a sudden you just sort of the beginning of Kickstart My Heart. I know, I can't believe like the draft is just right around the corner.
I am a football girl. I mean, I will watch any sporting event. I love professional sports. I am a football girl, though, through and through.
And you love the San Francisco 49ers.
No!
I'm kidding.
Said no, Taryn, ever.
But so you're also a college football fan. Because
of
the Cougs, right?
Of course.
If you had to pick.
If the Cougs.
No, I mean, if you had to pick watching a Cougs game or a Seahawks game, what are you going with?
Well,
you
that's
no
a great
choice.
Question. I would probably want to look at the schedule.
I mean, it'd be weird because typically one's on a Saturday, the other one's on a Sunday. But let's just say, for some weird reason, they're both playing at the same exact time.
I'm telling you, there's something magical about Cougar Football Saturday that you just can't replicate. You just can't replicate
it. So you would go Cougs over the Seahawks?
If they were playing at the same time.
Now we know how big of a fan you are.
Oh! Well, I gave them so much of my money to go to college there that, you know, that's where my allegiance lies.
See, that's why I'm a Huskies fan. I never went to Washington, University of Washington, but I sure as hell got to send a check to them every month.
Nice.
Not nice.
Well, it's good to support the local institutions.
Sure, yeah. Sure. It absolutely is.
Rockaholics, have we talked about something this morning that you want to talk about? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Sublime.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received text messages and calls from you, Rockaholics, that we've not yet had a chance to get to until now. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by the Law Tigers. We want to talk to you, so call us up and chime in on anything we've hit on this morning, anything at all that's on your mind. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we told a story about a kid being saved by a hockey player. A hockey puck was going to hit this kid in the head, and he was saved by a player. Pretty awesome story. Terry in Marysville wants to talk about a foul ball. Terry, you there?
Terry, hello. I'm here.
Tell us about this foul ball situation.
Okay. After this, I will never take my eye off the batter again. We were sitting at a Mariners game. Ichiro was at the plate. And we were halfway, 11 rows up, halfway between third base and the foul pole line.
Okay.
And he smacked a line drive directly at me. And I reached up. I was sitting in my seat. I reached up to catch it, but it was about an inch or two above my glove, and the guy behind me caught the ball barehanded, and you just hear this horrific crack when he does it, and he yells, and I look down, I look behind me to see what's going on, and he's shaking his hand. It had hit his left hand so hard, it smashed his wedding ring flat across his finger. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, there was no space. It just hit perfect. I mean, this thing, I don't know how fast it was moving, but it was Ichiro hitting a line drive foul ball.
Yeah, that's deadly right there. I mean, I really, yeah. I always wonder that when you ever see somebody that catches the ball and you're just like, how the hell did you just catch that with such ease? Like, I would just think my hand would break.
Well, I had my gloves, so I was, you know, I was ready for
right.
it.
Right. But I mean, bare hand.
He barehanded it just. I'll never forget that sound. I mean, I thought he broke bones in his hand. It was that loud.
Terry, did he get to keep the ball?
He got to keep the ball, yeah.
Did he?
Did
the guy get to keep the ball?
Oh, yeah, he kept the ball.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because we've heard stories where Kevin who was telling us his dad got hit with a foul ball, and then some other guy grabbed it and threw it back on the field.
No, he dropped it, but nobody was going to take it from him after seeing that. Yeah, I mean, it was like a semicircle.
Oh.
It was round going across the top of his hand, and it was perfectly flat
going underneath
his knuckle. Yeah, I mean, I felt for the guy. Oh, man. It was a sound I'll never forget. But after that day, it's like I'll never have a conversation. When the batter's in the batter's box, I'm watching what's going on, because of that. Would have hit somebody in the head or something, they'd have been gone.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I even think about, like, a lot of times, I used to grow up going to a lot of hockey games, and this is before nowadays they've got that netting behind the net that's, I mean, saving people's lives. Because I remember sometimes those pucks would go flying out into the arena, and if it was, like, deflected off of someone's stick off of a shot, I mean, it's still coming at a fast speed, and I haven't personally seen it get, like, someone get hit next to me, but I've seen video and footage, and I've been in the stands where, like, somewhere away from us someone got hit, and it's terrifying.
How hard did those things fly on, like, a slap shot?
I mean, these days, even back in those days, probably a good solid 80-ish miles per hour, but nowadays, with the way that the sticks are and just the ability of some of these players, they're clocking in over 100 miles per hour on some of those shots.
We had a lovely time listening back to the audio of your eyebrow piercing
yes.
experience. And so we want to chat with Joe Dredd about a piercing that you had. Did it make you pass out?
Oh, heck no. No, not at all. Basically, what I want to talk about body piercing. And Taryn, you had mentioned, you had made a reference to a Prince Albert earlier. And I've had one for over 20 years now.
You have it currently?
Oh, yeah, actually, I've had a ring in it currently now for about a month or so. You can take them out, put them back in, and so, yeah, I've got a ring in my ding.
Joe, please tell me you have a Kiss-inspired pierce, like pendant at some point with this thing.
No, I've got a lot of Kiss-inspired things, but nothing that hang there.
Well, you got like a Gene Simmons tongue or something like that. We're going down a weird road.
Well, when it comes to ink, my whole left arm is nothing but Kiss-related tattoos.
Nice.
Yeah. Joe, did that area hurt?
Well, that's what I'm here to tell you about. So the reason I got it is because I had actually
had an inkling of getting one at one point, and the girl I was dating at the time forbid me to get one, and her reasoning was, you pull your penis out in public enough already, you would do it even more if you had a ring in it. And that's very true. So after like a week after we broke up, I got all jacked up with a friend one night. We were up partying all night, and it's like Sunday morning. It's like, let's go get my thing pierced. And she's like, yeah, let's do it. Oh, let me tell you something, though. People think getting that pierced is going to be very painful. Not at all. Barely noticeable. The skin underneath is very thin, so you barely feel it.
Interesting. But
you got to leave it alone for a while because it's got to heal. But once it does heal, it's like a brand new spin on an old toy, man. It's like a brand new thing. Yeah.
Joe, I love you, man.
And that was all the motivation Steve Miggs needed to.
I'm still not getting it done. No.
Ouch.
It's funny. Someone even just texted and said, hey, thanks for posting Miggs passing out on your TikTok. Oh, my. LOL. It's up on the Daily Miggs TikTok. D-A-L-Y Miggs on TikTok. You can find it. It's funny because already we put hashtags like piercing and things like that. And some dude from somewhere, of course, it's got to be the guy's like, what a wussy. And which I think is hilarious. Like, I don't know what's more wuss personified, you know, passing out from a piercing or going on TikTok to call somebody a wussy for uncontrollably passing out. Either one, I think is kind of silly.
Also, the eyebrow skin or whatever, that's a lot of thickness there.
Didn't hurt. Like, that, even the person's like, that doesn't hurt. And it's just like, there's so much context to it. Like, nobody intentionally passed out. I didn't pass out because I was in pain. I passed out because I was lightheaded. And the sensation of feeling my skin rip was one I never felt before, and it got my blood pressure going. There was a lot of factors. Pain was definitely not one of them, which I think is so funny when people like go on social media about that guy. It made me laugh more than anything, but it is funny how people need to like flex how manly they are.
I'm so tough, I'd never pass out.
On social media.
Eric in Arlington, where did the foul ball end up?
In my lap.
Did it hurt?
No, so it was my first Mariners game growing up. We were in the 100 section behind first base, and Raul Ibanez was batting and hit a foul ball and went directly towards my area, and everybody around me went for it, and somehow it ended up in my lap.
Wild. Do you still have it?
I don't know.
Just over the years, you just kind of lost track of it?
I played baseball growing up, so I had a lot of baseballs. So it kind of got mixed in and all that kind of stuff.
Well, the nice thing is you can just put all of them in your lap, and then at least now you can say all of them have landed in your lap. So you said, I'm a high school baseball umpire here. Recently took a 90-mile-per-hour foul tip directly to my face mask. Been a week now. Neck still hurts.
Oh, my gosh.
I can only imagine.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, a man might get 7 years behind bars, all because of a pumpkin donut? We're going to tell you why at 9:50. The Daily Mix Show. A 35-year-old man named Antonio Rosario was arrested after he flew into a rage at a Dunkin' in New York City a while back. A worker called 911 and explained how it started. He apparently demanded 6 pumpkin donuts, but they only had 5. And he said, no, you're going to give me 6, and you're going to make them. And they said, no, we're not going to do that.
How do you expect us to make it if we don't have any?
Also, how long does it take to make a donut?
And also, why are you getting a pumpkin donut? Right? You should be arrested just for buying trash.
6 of them? Like, maybe mix it up a little bit? I would never order a pumpkin donut. Never, Steve makes.
Pumpkin donuts are not that good. No. I don't know why when I heard this story, though, I just assumed it was like some old, cranky old man. I'm not here to like try and like, you know, typecast old people for doing something like this, but it's a 35-year-old dude who just looks like, I'm looking at his picture, I don't know, like, just wasn't expecting that to be the guy that's going into a rage over a pumpkin donut.
So they tell the guy, there's nothing we can do about it, sorry. He leaves, he comes back with a gun.
Okay, this is a very rational thing to do.
Yeah, over donuts. The cops did show up, they arrested him. He did have a loaded gun. And it's not just that, he's now facing up to 7 years in prison because he's a convicted felon who isn't allowed to have a gun in the first place.
There's so many things that make my brain hurt when you hear a story like that. But I'm looking at like the transcription of the 911 call, And apparently the one of the witnesses that called 911 told the dispatcher, quote, he wants six pumpkin donuts. It's the stupidest thing. He wants six pumpkin donuts, but we only have five at the moment. So now he's screaming at all of us in our face, telling us, you're going to effing make it.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go down again, as because it says that he's served time twice before.
Okay.
If you're going to go down another time.
A pumpkin donut is the
pumpkin
reason.
Pumpkin donuts.
Yeah.
I mean, once was attempted murder. Oh. Now we're going for donuts.
All right. So what's the donut flavor for you that would send you in a rage if they don't have it? Not to the point where you're going to pull a gun on a guy, of course.
It's very lame, but I like what I like. I like the old-fashioned glazed donut.
So that would be your go-to?
That's my go-to, but I also do just like, you know, the little one with all the, with the, you know, pink frosting and sprinkles on it. Or that's sometimes when you see the Seahawks ones during...
No. You
have
like
it right. The pink?
Yes, I do. The pink donut, like the one from Top Hot?
Yes.
That pink donut? Oh my gosh, that's crack right there.
But also, when I get my old-fashioned glazed, I have to eat it a very specific way.
With your mouth?
Well, yes.
But I don't know. Maybe you butt shot.
I peel all the outside. You know how it kind of has that little ridge around the outside. I peel all those pieces off and eat those first, then eat the middle.
Why?
Because it just is my thing.
I can like picture you doing that, and I don't like it.
I have to.
My wife does something not like that, but I always think it's kind of strange, and that is very strange. Whereas, like, she'll like, we'll get like a soft pretzel because, you know, that's what I do.
No sauce.
Well, she might. She's okay with sauce, but, you know, she also appreciates just a plain soft pretzel. But she'll, like, peel the outer layer off first and eat that, and then eat the doughy part on its own.
I've never tried that.
Well, it sounds like something that you would do. Because once
does.
You brought up this whole thing with your donut, I was like, oh, that sounds something like what Sid does, where she kind of peels the pretzel and eats the outer part. I think mainly because she likes the outer part better.
There's something about routine. I just appreciate it. I mean, you should see how I eat a waffle, guys. You'd freak out.
Okay, how do you eat a waffle?
Well, I cut... Like,
why am I asking these questions?
I don't know. I wish you wouldn't, though.
If it was just like a round Eggo waffle,
okay,
I'll cut out the little diagonal sides of it until you are left with like a cross almost. And then I eat each piece of the cross, and then I eat the middle.
Are you praying to it? Is
no.
This kind of a religious thing?
No, not like not that shape of cross. Like more of like an X.
Dear Heavenly Waffle.
It's, for some reason, it just makes me happy to do my stupid little routine.
No. I mean, Tatum likes little animal shapes for her peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, too, so I totally understand where you're coming with that.
Also, another weird thing I do, eating M&Ms or Skittles. First of all, I could never put a purple and a yellow Skittle in my mouth at the same time because that's Husky colors, and I would never do that. But
what is wrong with you?
I eat two at a time. And I alternate the sides of my mouth that I chew it on. So two on the left side, next bite, two on the right side. Back and forth.
When did you start doing this? Like, was this like a conscious effort?
For like forever.
But do you remember when you decided? Or is it just that you've been doing it for so long that you just accepted that this is how you do
things? This is just how I do things, I think. It's been forever. Like, for as long as I can remember. There was no, like, turning point. It's just, I think I've been eating my waffles like that since I was a child.
I always wonder about, like, how, like, because I mean, we're all guilty of, like, weird food tics. And I was like, why did I start doing it this way? Like, what made me want to do it this way? And I can never remember why. It's just, well, this is just how I've always done it.
So do you have one weird food tic?
I like to eat all of my food separately.
Oh, you don't like touching?
No. I get kind of, and not like where I freak out about it, but like I love those plates that separate everything for you. So like, you know, if I'm going to have like, let's just say a little bit of salad, some beans, and then like the main dish. Like I want to eat the salad first, then the beans, then the main dish. Like everything has to be done separately and I save the best for last.
What about on Thanksgiving?
Same.
Oh, okay. That might be weird, but that's okay.
Oh, says the person who alternates her Skittles. Okay, thanks.
Rockaholics, could we be saying goodbye to one of the most popular Seattle Kraken personalities? Find out who during the Daily Migs download after Kings of Leon.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
What is shaking, Ryan Castle?
I heard you guys had VIP passes for Chuck E. Cheese, and so
we've got the hookup. Yeah. If you want some,
I'm in. Get me some of that pizza.
It's good. I was just at the North one a couple months ago for a party, and the pizza was fantastic.
Okay, right.
Cool. Oh, yeah. They go to Pasquale's during the pandemic.
Yes.
Looking forward to it.
I am very much excited.
Can't wait. It's Saturday, 3 to 5 in Tacoma. We're at Chuck E. Cheese.
You guys got a VIP pass for me, right?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. We'll bring you backstage.
And if anyone wants more info on this amazing party, it's at KISW.com, of course.
Miles said he's going to try and make an appearance since he's always wanted to have a party there.
Yeah. Yeah, and he typically spends his weekends down that way playing golf, so that might work out. Yeah.
He said he's going to be playing golf that morning.
Yeah. So he'll show up hammered.
So just great. What they want at Chuck E. Cheese is a hammered Miles.
That's coming from Monday morning. Yeah, Miles got into a fight with Chuck E. Cheese. It's weird.
And Miles is like, I was at Chuck E. Cheese?
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And let's talk about the Seattle Kraken. There's still one game left, so hopefully they can end on a high note. They're currently now on a 4-game losing streak. They lost to the Winnipeg Jets 4-3. The Jets needed the win for like some playoff implications, like they wanted to get up in the seed, so they tried a lot harder than the Kraken, but still 4-3, whatever. The scarier part about the Kraken is not so much this season, because the season's pretty much done. It's the potential of losing John Forslund. Apparently, you know, he's like one of the greatest play-by-play guys, and we're lucky to have him here in Seattle. But he's a Boston native or a New England native, grew up loving the Boston Bruins. Their longtime play-by-play guy is calling it a day after like 17 years.
Oh, wow.
And the rumor is that the Bruins are going to try pretty hard to get John Forslund to become the play-by-play guy. Can't blame him if he does go.
You think he wants that job, right?
You would think that's a lifelong goal, but sure. Also on the flip side, a lot of people argue you're not going to find a better organization as far as how they treat their employees, how they pay their employees than the Seattle Kraken. Mm-hmm. And there have been rumors in the past that the Boston Bruins haven't been the best to their media team.
That matters.
That does matter. Although he did kind of reference it during the game yesterday with Eddie Olchuk, because Eddie was like, hey, man, don't go. But you could kind of hear in John's voice, he hasn't made a decision yet.
Don't go anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
You know what I mean. Don't
go anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere. We're right here. For now. Anyway.
We're right here. For now.
Well, also from the world of sports, the Mariners won. Logan Gilbert allowed 3 hits in 6 2/3 innings of 1-run ball. Julio Rodriguez made 2 huge defensive plays in the 7th inning, and that preserved our lead, with the Mariners beating the Cincinnati Reds 3-1.
Take that.
Yeah, baby. Rookie Jonathan Clase had an RBI double in his 2nd major league game as well. Bryce Miller will be on the mound for the Mariners today, and I believe first pitch is 1:10.
That's a run batted in, Sarah.
Oh my God. She's just here for the froze.
I love froze. And the tight pants. Otherwise, she could care less about baseball.
Literally.
Hey, the Wall Street Journal just did a big write-up, and they said, apparently shepherds are using Axe body spray to prevent male sheep from fighting, which I thought was kind of just an interesting thing. So
Axe body... does the opposite for humans.
Yeah, I was going to say, Axe body spray prevents sheep from fighting and men from getting laid.
It's so true. According,
we used to have a guy in our hockey locker room, and he'd take a shower, and he was an Axe body spray guy, and he would spray it so the whole locker room just reeked of it. We're like, dude, now we smell like Axe body spray.
I was on a flight recently, and as it got ready to land, the dude behind me got up and went to the bathroom, and he came back reeking of that stuff. And I was like, are you selling that stuff?
According to IQ Air, Seattle residents are being told to brace themselves for 3 weeks of poor air quality this year, with fossil fuels being the primary contributor.
And Axe body spray, I hear.
And that as well. A little fog action. Wildfires will continue to be a significant factor, but the city also faces pollution from industry sources and transportation.
And thrill-drinking milkshakes.
And real quick, shout-out to John Ryan. Yesterday, he signed his one-day contract to retire as a member of your Seattle Seahawks. And shout-out to the Seahawks social media team. They've just been blowing up their feed with all this cool tributes to John. He's a great dude, and we got to hang out with him yesterday at Dino's to celebrate his retirement, and it was just a lot of fun. And he said this meant a lot to him, how much love he has for Seattle, how much love he has for the team. To be able to say that he retired as a member of the Seahawks meant the world to
him. There aren't a lot of legendary punters.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
He's the guy.
Yeah,
threw
for sure.
A freaking touchdown pass in the playoffs.
And made an ugly face while he did it.
He looked real cool. And let's not forget, at one point, he had long ginger hair, which I always forget about until you
respect.
See those pictures. Yes.
Respect.
We're going to hit a high of 58. It's going to be clear today. The DMD is brought to you by Axe Body Spray. No, Kia Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Odyssey is
is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.